even guarantee your success. Visit IDareGreenville.com. Your health is too important to wait. Go to IDareGreenville.com. That's IDareGreenville.com.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Michelin, is seeking production operators for positions at their facilities in Anderson. To apply, visit readysc.org/Michelin. Production operators must be 18 years of age and able to work in an empowered, quality-driven environment in 12-hour rotating shift schedules. Manufacturing experience preferred but not required. Other conditions apply. Applications are currently being accepted at readysc.org/Michelin. Michelin is an equal opportunity employer.
The text line is just outraged about Cornell Powell, as are all the people on Twitter, and it is unanimous. Like, as I said, it was 193-2 based on my Twitter feed, and now it's, you know, much worse than that. I have slap in the face to those players on the basketball team too, whom I'm sure he sees and has probably hung out with. Well, Cornell, you don't support the university. Next text, I hate to double text you, but that made me madder than I've ever been toward any Clemson athlete. I've been an IPTI member for over 40 years. I know Dabo doesn't need him. I just hope he sits him or he can use the transfer portal. Mark, people are not happy. I mean, they are not happy. I mean, and quite honestly,
shouldn't be.
No, and there are a lot of these that are worse than that. Some I can't read. So, yeah, this, it's just, it's impossible to understand it. I'm sorry, it just is. It's as bad a move as I've ever seen by a player. I don't pretend to understand it, and that's what I said on Twitter. And again, I had been a Cornell Powell guy. I had big expectations for Cornell Powell when he came to Clemson. But you're an adult now. You're an adult. Who you rooted for as a child is irrelevant. You have to root for your school, your university. It's part of being all in. And certainly in a big game, even if you harbor feelings for North Carolina still, you can't display them at a big basketball game for your school. This is a school that is paying your scholarship. And quite honestly, from a common sense standpoint, as an adult, you ought to grow out of that other stuff. When you come to Clemson, you ought to be part of it. This is like the first break I've seen with the sort of all-in notion. Because all-in is just that. It applies to everything. That's why it's all-in. It's not most in. It's not mostly in. It's a governing philosophy, a principle. That basically means everybody rowing in the same direction. I'm sorry, I don't get it. I don't pretend to get it. And again, I think it goes back to Sharon Wright's comment, where he said, you know, had he ever done that when he was at Clemson, that Chester McLaughlin would have kicked his ass. I just think that's how people feel. Did I lose Zeke? Or is that Zeke there? Right. Right, Nathan. Now, to be fair, Nathan, they're not actually a competitor of ours. They're really a nothing organization that we don't think twice about. But, yeah, that's a good point. Because Ethan said, yeah, you know, if I walked in with a shirt of a different radio station, he's mentioned one, but I don't want to mention them because no one knows who they are. So, so anytime I mention them, that's the only publicity they ever get.
Yeah, they don't
the only time anybody ever listens to them. So, you know, but yeah, think about it this way. You know, from this standpoint, let's say you grew up all your life and your favorite soda was Pepsi. Your favorite soda all your life was Pepsi. And then when you got to adulthood, Coca-Cola gave you a job. They gave you a job, paid you well, brought you into their organization. And then you show up for work wearing a Pepsi shirt? No. You show up for a public convention wearing a Pepsi shirt.
Oh, yeah. A work event.
Yeah, you think that's going
to
be all right?
To represent your company, right. And that's what you
right.
wear.
You think that's going to yeah. be okay? You
no,
think that'll
no.
fly? Again, the closest thing I could come up with is Roy Williams donning the Kansas sweater when he's being paid by North Carolina. Zeke, how are you?
What's up, Walt?
How you doing, Zeke? Congratulations.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I think you're 100% wrong. He said, I think it may be worse. It is worse, and here's why what Roy Williams did. Roy Williams, when he wore a sweater, he put a Kansas sticker. Kansas wasn't playing North Carolina. North Carolina right. wasn't beat. They were right. done. They were out of it.
Right.
He had just left there a year earlier and been there a long time, and he was with a lot of friends up there. And on that night, he supported the other school that used to pay him because his team was no longer involved.
He still shouldn't have done it.
And that's why. No. Don't get me wrong. Listen, that's why I think what Powell did is worse. His school was actually playing somebody else.
I buy that.
And he wore that
yeah,
thing.
I think that's right. Yeah. I think it is worse.
No, he should have done it. I'd agree 100%. And again, I mean, everything he says is right. Hey, listen, you can sit home and watch him on ESPN and cheer for the Hills all you want in your dorm room.
Right. Exactly right.
You can go to the game and in your mind cheer for North Carolina, in your head.
Exactly.
What you can't do is publicly cheer for them
yep.
and publicly put on their colors because, again, it would be no different than if you're lined out at wide receiver and you know, Mitchell's got on a freaking Alabama jersey.
Yeah, here's the thing.
No.
If that's in your heart, then fine, let it stay there. But have enough respect
yeah.
for the fellow athletes at your school not to be openly rooting against them. It's just, I'm sorry. No, this is common sense.
Yeah, no, I agree. But that's why I think what he did is worse than Roy, because at least North Carolina wasn't playing Kansas.
Yep.
They were out of it. Remember, they'd already been getting down like 45-5 the night before. But in that Final Four. Hey, Walt, I just saw a statistic, and I found this interesting. And I've heard what you said about the loss of Brad Brunell. But let me ask you this. What does this go? Is this just bad luck? Is this coaching? Is it philosophy? But over the past 3 years, in conference games decided by 3 points or less,
yeah.
Clemson ranks dead last. They're 1-13.
Yeah. Well, again, first of all, I would need to know what the breakdown in the 3 years was. I mean, how many of those games were there last year? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't either. But
were the preponderance of those games 2 years ago when Clemson was still a work in progress? And actually was overachieving to compete, because that's what I saw that whole season. And I suspect it's a really misleading stat that is based largely on 2 years ago and the flukish things that have happened this year. And again, there's no way anyone could look at those close losses this year and say, well, that's coaching. Because again, Miami guy banks in a shot at the buzzer from straight away to beat you off of a wild scramble. Marquise Reed misses 4 free throws at the end of the NC State game, and then Beverly drains a 26-footer at the buzzer. And then North Carolina, just better than you, you're without Scara, and you play within 2. Is any of that on coaching?
Well, you know my philosophy on coaching. I said a coach's job is to put his players in a position to win
right,
games.
Right, which he did.
Players win games.
Which he did in every one of those situations.
Players have got to step up and make defensive adjustments. Players have got to hit free throws. Players have got to make shots. Players have got to guard their person. But in the last two or three minutes, if you're in a position to win, that means the coach has put you in a position to win. But in the end, I'm just going to say, players have to execute and win the game. The coaches can't win the game for them. I've always felt that way, that all that coach choke. I don't know. If you're in a position to win, the coach don't, you know, I think what Thomas got 1 for 4 from the free throw line in the last 3 minutes, you can't blame that on Brownell, you know.
Yep.
And so, I agree with you 100%. And listen, I'll relate this to this. I thought Clemson played a really, really good game. Played hard, played well, played tough.
I don't think they could play better.
It was what you and I thought. Yeah, I thought it was what when I said North Carolina would have to really step up and play. And when it came down to it, the two guys that you and I agreed could have big games against Clemson were Coby White and Cam Johnson.
They're both, they were both incredible, and they're both just great players. White, you know, I've been thinking about what you asked me about White and the comp, and normally I get a comp for every guy immediately. I think of somebody, but there is nothing that comes to mind immediately for White. White is a 6'4", 6'5 guard, a 6'4", 6'5 lead guard who is remarkably quick and athletic, and he puts enormous pressure on perimeter defenders with his ability to drive. You know, he has basically a jab step dribble, and he'll back guys off and he gets them on their heels, and then he fires up this relatively low release point sort of mechanical jumper that is just like a machine. It is on target every single time. It may not go in every single time, but it is in the cylinder every single time. And guys just can't challenge his shot because off the bounce, he is backing you off. And so he's creating this space for himself. So even though the release point on the shot is low, you still can't challenge it because he's backing you off. And that's why I think that it would have been nice to have Skara. But Johnson,
jeez,
he just hit some impossible jumpers. Some jumpers that, you know, and the thing with Johnson is, while he has learned to use his shot to better improve his overall game and sometimes take people off the bounce and look for and look to improve get in better position on particular shots, he still has not only such an incredibly quick release, but he is perfectly capable of never bouncing the ball. You know, he's a guy who can score 7-8 times without ever bouncing the basketball because as soon as he touches it, he's releasing it. And the next two problems are, one, he's so pure in that shot. That shot is so pure. Oh. And two,
it is, Walt.
The release point is so high, that it's basically impossible to challenge it.
You just stole my thunder. I was going to say, Walt, I'm not sure that I've seen in a long time playing for North Carolina, a pure stroke that when it hits it, it's just nothing but nets. It's a flick of the wrist. He's 6'9". Not only can he shoot over you, he has a high release, unlike White's low release. But Walt, and he has such confidence right now in that shot that I even know somebody. I don't care when he shoots. I never get upset with him. He can shoot any time. I don't care because, you know, he's earned that. But one quick comment. I tell you, I want to give a quick I've been riding this kid hard this year, but I give a lot of credit to Kenny Williams because he always guards usually the better defender. And he chased Reed a lot, but you know what, Walt? He stepped up with a couple big jumpers, a three-point play, went 3 for 4 the line, and he's always playing hard. And you know what? It's not easy to step up and go 3 for 4 for the line on the road in that environment. So I thought he really, you know, gave Carolina some key baskets. But like I said, man, yeah, that wearing the shirt, I just want to call in because I'm with you, and I just thought it's worse than what Roy Williams did because the other analogy you said, which is true, is, you know, you love Coke, you get a job at Pepsi, Coca-Cola Tire's got to go down the road, Bubba, drink it at home when nobody sees you,
yep.
But you just can't do those
exactly.
things.
And you can drink it at home where nobody sees you, but you can't don it in public.
That's right.
Thank you, Zeke. Texas said, Walt, I do a lot of work for Clemson Athletics. Every time I'm around Coach Brunell and the players, they're so respectful and great people. I don't see how Paul could disrespect them like that. I'm sorry, I think that's true. I mean, even if some of the players are actually okay with it, I still think it's true. I think it's a bad look and it's a bad move. Period. I don't think it's a defensible move. I think it's at best it's really unfortunate, and a terrible decision. Just a terrible decision. Terrible. I mean, you know, unless it's by intent. I mean, I don't know. I can't even pretend to understand the rationale for it because I don't understand the rationale for it. It's it doesn't pass any kind of common sense test to me. Wild man.
Hey, listen, is Powell play football or basketball?
Football.
Okay. You are overreacting. Did you wake up on the wrong side of bed this morning or not take your medicine? Because you are so overreacting.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not overreacting. He's being given a scholarship. Tell your mama. I don't have time for you today, wild man. Look, here's the thing. I'm not going to debate this. I'm not going to debate it. Don't tell me I'm overreacting. It's absolutely ridiculous. You have a scholarship to this university. It's the biggest basketball game of the year, and your university has a philosophy of all in, and you're going against that entire philosophy, and you're wearing the shirt of the rival team in your home building. Again, you are essentially, because you have a scholarship from the university, being paid by Clemson Athletics. I don't know how this is hard to understand. I really don't. I don't know how any part of this can be accepted or digested. It's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. Here's what we're going to do. We'll take a quick break. Before we do, though, let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. Listen, there has never been a better time to get to Simmons. Simmons is an incredible place. Discounts up to 70, 75% every single day. This is the Simmons Mattress Outlet. The Mattress Outlet has expanded their showroom. They now have the largest available selection of mattresses to choose from than ever before. Save an additional percentage on our already low pricing on Queen and Kings. Yes, you still get your foundation free. Tell them I sent you. Choose from our increased selection of Serdar Beauty Rest models. Take your perfect mattress home today. They are open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123, right across from the Chick-fil-A. It's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card. The card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
That's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Fade it. Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Yeah, you want to call back again later, Wild Man. You go ahead, but you're on a recent string of suspect calls and conduct. You're like the only caller on Road Rage secret probation right now, which is now not so secret. But we have guests coming in, so I don't have time to debate that with you now. You can call me back. Leighton Cubbage, Steve Mudge, Lakeside Lodge. Gentlemen, how are things going?
We're good, Walt. Go Tigers to everybody. It's a sunny day. We're glad to be in Clemson. We're building today.
Absolutely. The project's a dream is coming true, Big Daddy.
How has the long string of bad weather hindered the project at all, or has it?
They build some of that into the plans, and we're probably at the top limit of the plans of what we planned on.
Okay.
So
things are going along well.
Yeah, it's the best news is you can come over and take a tour and walk up steps and look out four floors and see the stadium, see the lake, and started getting a feel for it.
All right, so let's tell people that. So you can come out, and what should they do to do that? If they want the tour,
yeah.
What's the process?
Just come over to the sales office, give us a call, and we'll take you. Put a hard hat on you if it's not raining, and put some boots on.
Yeah, I mean, they'd need to make an appointment, Walt, because we've got to schedule it with the contractor. But with notice, we can get people out to look. It's a hard hat site, so they got to be dressed appropriately and nothing crazy going on the site. The weather, though, has been fun. We're probably, to answer your question directly, a good 30 days behind where we'd like to be.
Okay, so, yeah. I mean, it's been unbelievable. I mean, it's just... Oh, yeah. I mean,
rainforest.
It's hard to believe. My backyard, I mean, it's like a mud pit. Part of my backyard is like a mud pit, and there's seemingly nothing I can do about it. So, yeah, it's just wait for it to stop, I guess.
I live on the lake across from the site, and the water's come up 6 feet in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
With all the rain we've had in Lake Hartwell.
Wow.
It's crazy.
All right, so everything is going along well. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of where we stand and what people need to know from that standpoint, I mean, we started out with 118 residences, and I know we're on the back side of this. What's left? Are all three sizes of units still remaining? Can people still get the exact type of unit that they're looking for?
Yes, we have studios, two-bedroom lock-offs, and three-bedroom lock-offs. We still have inventory of each, although we're down to only three bedrooms remaining. And then, obviously, the sooner you come and pick your unit, the better variety of selection you'll have as you pick.
Yeah. Before it's even finished, we were approaching 70% sold out. So that's how well it's been received.
So, I mean, if you were to, like, hazard a guess, then you're saying you're in the last third. Is that?
Oh, yeah. Easily in the last third.
Or less.
Less.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. So, you might be in a situation where there are, like, 25 units left,
right,
and there's something in still every one of the sizes. But if you do not act soon, you may.
Yeah. And Walt, one thing, it's one thing to select something from a concept on paper. But now, like, I'm watching people that have picked out units, and they go up and they see their unit framed in. They look out and they see where the amenities are going to be, and they look on that lake, and then they look over and they can see Death Valley, and they go, oh my gosh, this is, and every one of them's going, this is better than I thought it was going to be. And so consequently, I think the new sales that we're getting, they go in there and they go, oh my gosh, yeah, I can see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people just, Walt, just can't really visualize plans or you know, they just can't put it together. And now, though they can't see a finished unit, they can certainly see the space and see the views, you know, which are amazing.
My wife, Tammy, likes the financial part of the business. And she's, you know, so we bought a unit, you know, and she said, well, I can make money on this. We can make money on this. Good. And when she saw the unit, the first thing she said was, we'll be spending more time here than we thought. And I thought, for her to say that was, that's
so
pretty.
So in other words, you bought one with the idea that you might rent yours out.
Yeah, you make money on it.
Right.
Yeah, we can't just start, you know, espousing a great big returns and whatever because of legal things. But the truth is, it's a profitable idea.
Well, it's an investment. I mean, and
tell people about that element. Tell people.
Let's Steve.
Well, I mean, it's the overlap of a second home and a hotel. So, you know, you come use it when you want to use it. You'll get the access you want. And when you don't want to use it, it's a hotel inventory. And the market needs hotel rooms. Ask anybody.
Yep.
And we tell our people, you don't listen to us, what we say about rates. Look, get online and see what hotel rooms are going for any night you want to look, you know.
Yep. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So, and it's not just football season. It's year-round demand in Clemson now with graduations and parents and people looking to come to school here and all the sports. And we, you know, something interesting, the second to football, most people are amazed to find out that rowing brings the second number highest of hotel rooms in the market. I mean, everything in town was full this weekend because there was a regatta.
How about that?
Plus, in Asheville, our group up there has been fantastic. Going after weddings, and weddings are, you know, fill hotels, and it'll be filling hotels in times when maybe the occupancy wouldn't be that big.
And, you know, and people should know this project, in addition to you two gentlemen who are really big names in the community, but there are a bunch of other big names involved in this project as well.
Yeah, no, we've got some real big names. We're not big names. Well, we're funny and we like to cut up, but you got Big Jim Riggs, probably the biggest pool guy, South Carolina, North Carolina, 10 years, Cincinnati Bengals. Got two best offensive linemen, arguably, with Jeff Bostic, Joe Bostic. Then we got the best marketing guy probably in the history of Clemson with Joe Irwin. We got Dan Garrison, the guy's from Moonville, and he's helping build the athletic program and the new business center. And you can go on and on for folks like that. You going to add any, Steve?
Well, you got Steve Navarro, one of the biggest commercial real estate developers in Greenville. I mean, there really is a lot of really Clemson-oriented fans and business people and entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And from that standpoint, why should a Clemson fan love this idea? It's almost designed for...
I would say, you know, we don't want someone who just says, well, I want to make money. We get that. But the reality is, it's just like, it, for me, it's going to be a lifestyle. I mean, I'm on the lake. I can walk to Clemson. I can see the stadium. I've got plenty of amenities. We've got a fitness center that's going to be second to none. We got a pool that'll be ridiculously great. We got this fire pit. We got an amphitheater. Can you imagine? Little entertainment out there. We got a 50-yard football field.
Pier out on the lake.
Yep.
Water access.
Yep. Kayaking, sailboat, whatever you want to do. Fun place to be on the lake. And you got a restaurant, a bar. You got all the amenities. And then you have a shopping center right next door to you. So if you want to walk over and get some lettuce and some milk and some bread or whatever, you can do that as well. You cook in your own place. One of the coolest, sweetest things, Walt, is that mamas and daddies are coming up that are buying units for themselves so they can come up, you know, on critical weekends and stuff and be with their family. And the mothers like the idea of being able to cook for their kid instead of going out to another restaurant and standing in line.
Yeah.
You know, so all of a sudden your mama shows up and she's cooking up that supper she used to cook you in Sumter.
And Walt, I'll show my age here. I mean, I had the same rooms with Jim Inslee at the old Holiday Inn for 20-some years. And it's a community. I mean, you see the same people every game or anytime you come up. Our kids grew up with other kids all the way from coming to football games from Earls Inlet to graduating college with them. So it's community.
And plus, there's only one lake. I mean, it's an idyllic piece of property that you're not going to be able to find anywhere else.
Yeah, that's been said right off the bat when we went.
But that's sort of where it starts.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, without that property, there really wouldn't be this project.
Yeah, I don't know where you can build another project comparable to this anywhere.
Yeah, and you know, and a lot of people come. I mean, just a couple hundred thousand people sometimes show up in Clemson, and you don't have to go stay in Greenville.
Yeah.
You're going to be right there. So after the game, you know, you're going to play these midnight games, and you can be back in your bed or also those bedrooms will be under demand for high prices if you want to let them out. But so it's kind of a win-win deal. It really is.
Welcome to the show, Leighton, because the textures are now after you for your pronunciation of amphitheater.
What did I say, amphitheater?
Who knows? You know, who knows? This is what we do. They're the policing agents, say. You know, they're a rough crowd.
Well, I caught that, Walt. That was the Sumter version.
Yeah. You know, I grew up in the low country, but I spent my life in the up country and I still can't talk. So, you know, it's okay. Yeah. Hey, listen, we don't care whether you laugh with us or at us, just so you're laughing. But you know what? I can tell you one thing. You put up with a lot of stuff sometimes, and I don't know about the rest of the folks around here, but I can tell you this. You know what you're talking about, and I respect it. And at first, when I used to listen to you, I'd get kind of angry. I said, God, he sure is arrogant, you know? And now I go, be quiet. Yeah. Listen to what he's saying. He knows what he's talking about, and more times than not, you do prove yourself, and what you do on the draft is second to none. It's nuts. I don't know how you.
I appreciate
that's probably
that,
one of the. And also, I will say this to everybody who's listening, who thinks that you're a homer for Clemson. There were days where you sounded like the anti-Clemson guy, and you were righteous in that thing because we didn't have the right leadership, and so now. People can criticize if they want to, but you have earned your position here and the following. That's why all those lines are backing up and all those people are texting.
Thank you, because they're listening. Thank you, Leighton. Thank you. Yeah. But we're here to talk about you guys and what you have going on. Yeah. But I appreciate the kind words.
It's true.
You know, it's but this really is an amazing project. Yeah. Tell us about the restaurant itself.
The restaurant, the first thing we want is great service, good food, reasonable prices, and a staff that's going to take care of things and with people backing up to make sure everything goes right. And I think we've got a partner that's experienced in that, and that's part of it.
Yeah, Walt, the concept will be kind of farm to table.
Okay.
Small plates, farm to table. If you want a steak, you can get it. You want seafood, you'll get it. But the idea is fresh and as Leighton said, value, and we don't need another steakhouse in town.
Yeah. Nice outdoor dining, too. We got a big space for that. So you'll be able to sit outside, maybe have a beverage, something to eat, and you can be looking at the lake and then be inside as well with fire pits. And
I mean, that sounds incredible. Now, how about the housekeeping element of it? Because I'm like a big fan of that notion.
Yeah.
Well, totally. It totally runs like a hotel. So, full linen service, cleaning service. We call it lock and leave for an owner. You bring your toothbrush. When you walk out, you lock the door, and they clean it up. And when you come back next time, it's clean and ready to go, or your guests.
Can I get that service on my Jeep, too?
That's a good looking. That's a big. That Jeep looks like it could run over my truck, so I get it. No, it is a there's a luxury in this convenience, and it's built to support itself because of the rental capabilities and people are interested in, and when they're not there that they can be getting some checks coming in the mail. So that's part of it.
In a way, the whole thing's pretty cool too because it's almost like if you didn't want to leave, then you didn't have to. It's almost like a self-contained, like a little Clemson Island.
Well, one of the things that someone, I don't know who thought of it, but they said, you know, when we have away games, we could rally here, come in on the weekends, you know, and enjoy watching an outdoor big giant blow up game on the outdoor fields and enjoy the food, the beverages, and just the relationships of Clemson people. I thought, you know, it's kind of like a stay vacation. So,
well, Walt, I mean, it really will operate day to day, regardless whether you're there as an owner or as a hotel guest, as a full-service three-star hotel with food and beverage, laundry service, linen service, fitness, the amenities, meeting space, boardroom for meetings, you name it.
Right.
See, I think that's important to understand. It's you have all these amenities and luxuries that you're just not going to get anywhere else because of this concept. Now, lastly, and I guess we're almost done, fellas, but what about the rental concept of it? Explain how that works and what you can do. I know we touched on it earlier, but.
Well, people have the option of, as you alluded to a minute ago, of just owning it and using it themselves. Or they can sign up for the rental program where it's inventory in the rental program and is marketed like a hotel, and then they have a window with reservation rights to block it for their use and come in and use it anytime they want. So it really gives an owner the best of both worlds.
Right.
And our experience in our Asheville project is it's a hotel 95% of the time, and they pick and choose when they come.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What else have we missed?
How do I say amphitheater?
Amphitheater.
I'll ask the texters.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
The texters are hypercritical.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, don't worry. It happens to me all the time.
We're fired up about it. The views are beautiful. You're going to be right near. You can hear the stadium. They fired a cannon. If you're standing out there on a balcony, you'll hear it. You wake up in the morning, see the lake. Go for a walk. When the students are all gone, you come over there and stay. Ride bicycles, hang out. It's guys like us, our age, man, we wanted to leave Clemson so bad when we were here, and now we can't wait to get back. And it's just fun. And we love the sports, whether it's basketball or baseball or football or whatever. But it's more than that.
So call Taj Boy.
Yeah, right. So here's your call to action. Here, okay. Let me set the stage, and then let Steve tell you who to call and how to get in. There were 118 residents to begin with. Without knowing for certain, there are about 25 left.
That's correct.
So if you do the simple math, you are just about out of time. That old adage: you snooze, you lose. You cannot wait any longer. If you want in, you have to act now, because very shortly, I'm just going to be telling you that it's done. Our business will be wrapped up. They'll be all gone. And there aren't going to be other units. This is it, right? 118.
Yeah. That's
this
right.
is it.
That's
right. All right. All right, Steve, tell them who to contact and how to get in.
So website is lakesidelodgeclemson.com. Call our office 864-775-5550 and ask for Taj Boyd, Russell Mudge, or Michael Thacker. They'll be glad to help you out.
Yeah.
It's easy.
There you go. Great job, guys.
Yeah, man,
always good
fun.
Seeing you. We'll take a quick break. You want to get in, 654-7627. Did you give a website address?
Yes, lakesidelodge.com.
Okay, because people are asking me that again.
Lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
Lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great job, gentlemen. We'll take a quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage will be back.
Join 105.5 The Roar for The Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Henrik Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Henrik Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easley. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
If you haven't signed up for Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, you need to go ahead and make a commitment to do it. Whether it's a bucket list, a resolution, maybe you've never thought about running a 5K, but you've always wanted to, well, you can do it. Sign up today, $25, and you're going to get a great gift bag. Things like a dry fit shirt, a sleeve. If you don't know what that is, you can go online, you can check it out. Also, a buff that goes over your face when it's cold outside running. And we've got some more great prizes to give away, too. Julian Davis is going to be there as the start of the race. Bradley's Jeweler is going to give away a nice prize, and Henry Ramirez is going to be there greeting you with a smile once you finish the 5K and the half marathon, and a finisher's medal for the half marathoners. And we got cash prizes. It's Race for the Green. Come on out, spend St. Patrick's Day with us, March 16th at Shapers Recreation Complex. If you want to check out the website, you can do it. Find out more information at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, March 16th. Sign up today.
Ready to start your journey to a healthier you? Let Gold's Gym help you reach your fitness goals today. Join Gold's Gym now through Sunday and pay no dues until March 25th. That's right. You can join now and pay later. There's never been a better time to start your journey toward a healthier, stronger you. Visit goldsgym.com/no dues to learn more. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Minimum commitment and enrollment fee may be required. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends this Sunday, March 10th.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Michelin, is seeking production operators for positions at their facilities in Anderson. To apply, visit readysc.org/Michelin. Production operators must be 18 years of age and able to work in an empowered, quality-driven environment in 12-hour rotating shift schedules. Manufacturing experience preferred but not required. Other conditions apply. Applications are currently being accepted at readysc.org/Michelin. Michelin is an equal opportunity employer.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Relax. You're going to have the time of your life. I promise.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You can get in, and now's a good time. You want to join the conversation? Yeah. If you think that that Cornell Powell is well within his right to do that, by all means, you get in. We'll entertain your calls. You know, here's what you don't do. You don't start your conversation with the suggestion that you got up on the wrong side of the bed. Make your point. Call and make your point. How about that? And you can do that. No one anywhere in America gives you more chance to make your point than I do on this show, period. You get time. I give you time. You get to make all your points the way it's always been. And that is 654-767. You know, one thing you might want to consider with Lakeside Lodge, Robert, I'm coming to you in one second. One thing you might want to consider is that consider the names associated with Clemson and with Clemson Athletics from this project. Consider where it's located and what that could conceivably mean. I mean, it's just...
I want to go live there.
Yeah, for a Clemson fan...
Come on.
I'm telling you, this could not be a more ideal situation. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt, I'm doing great, man. How about you?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Walt. For all you, all your listeners out there, you couldn't be more dead on when you talk about you letting people get their points in, because I started out calling talk radio in the Atlanta metro area, and you don't get half the leeway that you give people. So they should be very appreciative of you letting them get their points in, good, bad, or ugly.
Thank you, Robert. I try and do just that.
So, and I meant to ag you last week about your agent trying to get you an FM radio gig, but I forgot to do it. You might have to ask your agent Wildman to quit calling the show. Seriously, you got him on double secret probation, but I meant to give you a hard time about that.
He's all right. He can call back.
Yeah, I know. The thing about Cornell, I got a couple of things I want to talk about, but I just wanted to comment on the Cornell Powell. The thing that really ticks me off the most is he has yet to realize how disrespectful and inconsiderate he's been. Has he apologized yet to the basketball team?
I haven't seen any such action. It's been suggested on Twitter that he sort of doubled down on it, or on the text line, and that he had retweeted things or something from the North Carolina website. I in fact don't know if that's true, but people have said that.
Keep digging that hole deeper, Cornell, I guess, because, people make mistakes. You know, he's you call him an adult, but he's, nowadays, kids his age are still kids. They're not, and people make mistakes. Everybody, even adults, make mistakes. But you apologize for them once you realize how inconsiderate they were.
Yeah, I think it's fair. But I actually think that would be the best course of action. Really, I mean, you want it to go away. I think that would be the best course of action. Just say I wasn't thinking that. I am all in, and I should not have worn a North Carolina shirt to a Clemson athletic event.
Absolutely. The couple things I wanted to get to. One, I mostly listen to the games on WCCP, the basketball games, that is, and the baseball games, not so much the football. But that last play, when Mitchell was being double-teamed, did he have an opportunity to dish that ball back out to an open player?
You know, the problem is, as I recollect the play, Robert, the problem is that Reed was trailing the play, and I don't know, that part of it was a little strange to me, because I would have thought that that Reed would have been busting to get to that other end too, and it didn't necessarily seem that way. He seemed like he was lagging a little bit behind on the play. I would have to go back and look at it again to know with certainty, but you know, the clock is running down. He thinks again, I thought he was going to try and go to the outside of White. Instead, he cut it back inside and essentially tried to split the two defenders, because Brooks was the second defender in. And I think it was Brooks who fouled him. And again, I know people say, well, Mitchell was out of control, and he was to an extent, but he still had the ball, and he was still fouled. So whether he was out of control or not isn't really the point. He didn't plow into anybody. He lost the ball and fell to the ground because of the contact, in my estimation, from Brooks from behind, as the announcer, Alexander, the color guy, correctly pointed out, in my estimation.
Right, and even on the radio, Tim Bray said, you're not going to get that call at that time in the game.
Oh.
And that made me kind of wonder whether or not he should, because he had time. I mean, North Carolina rebounded the ball and threw it back to half court, and the Clemson, I guess it was trap maybe, that got off, a long-range shot. So he had a little time to maybe dish it back out, and I didn't know if anybody was open or not. I just thought I'd ask you that.
Yeah, so, again, I don't even have a problem with his decision. I think I would like to have seen him – I think I would like to have seen him bounce it another time or two. I think had he just continued to split it, I think he might have gotten the benefit of the call. But you know, again, it's one of those touch kind of plays, and it went against Clemson. But I don't have a problem with anything that happened in it. It just didn't work.
Yeah, and I agree 100% about not calling the timeout right there. You know, you have been beating them down the court the whole game. I thought you're absolutely right on that. Do we know exactly what's going on with Scar? Is it just a cut on his elbow? He had to have stitches.
I do not know the specifics of his situation.
Okay, because I know in the pregame interview, Brownell said that, you know, he came to him and told him that, you know, he couldn't go, and Brownell said, well, we're not going to make you go, and I agree with that 100%. If the coach doesn't, you know, make you go, I agree, you know, let the kid sit. So the last thing, wanted to know what your thoughts were, or maybe you could comment on Dwayne Haskins' 40-yard dash time and whether or not he did a little better in the agility drills and the split 40 and the cones and stuff. You know, I mean, he ran a tenth of a second faster than Dexter Lawrence. I mean, does that, what opinion do you have of that? And Walt, I appreciate your show, man, and I'll hang up.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate the call. I don't care whether Haskins ran a 6 second 40, to be honest. I am not concerned with Haskins, with his athletic ability. The only person who was Stephen A. Smith, and because he ascribed him to being a runner, but that's not a concern of mine. Allegedly he was dealing with a little hammy issue or something, and allegedly he had been running in the 4.8s. I don't care what he ran, because he's not going to be a guy who's moving around. He's just going to move around in the pocket. I like what I see of Haskins. I think there are some things that, you know, you wish were a little different. You wish he had more games as a starter under his belt. You'd feel more comfortable about him. I mean, it's a little disconcerting that the two top quarterbacks in the draft have both basically played one season, and you'd like them to have more college starts under their belt. But other than that, I mean, he's a guy who can make every throw an NFL quarterback needs to make. He's very accurate. He has, again, a very live arm, strong arm. He has quiet feet in the pocket. There's a lot to like about him as a pro-style passer, which is what he is. And I think that's what people really just need to focus on. You know, would you have been concerned, for example, with what, and I don't mean you, Robert, I mean anybody, would you have been concerned, for example, what a Tom Brady or a Peyton Manning would have run? No, nobody didn't care what they run, because it's not necessary for them to play the position in the manner that they do. And that's the kind of quarterback Haskins is. He's a pro style quarterback. So therefore I'm not worried about any of that. I think Haskins will go by pick six at the latest. I think someone is going to pick him. I mean, as of now, I believe that Kyler Murray is going to Arizona. And I think that's what they should do. You know, I saw a text from a tweet from a guy on the Four Letter Network, something, and said something to the effect of he was defending Rosen. He was listing all the offensive line issues that Arizona had. And those offensive line issues were 100% true. 100% true. I mean, Rosen did not have any help. When Christian Kirk went down with injury, when Mason Cole, the freshman, the rookie center, went down with injury, you know, there was nothing left. That's 100% true. But here's the thing. How do you help that? How do you help the fact that your offensive line can't block anybody? You think you help them more when you put Kyler Murray back there and his evasiveness and elusiveness, or when you put that statue Josh Rosen back there? See, this guy unwittingly was making an argument for Kyler Murray. I think Murray, as of now, is going one to Arizona. And I think Haskins is going to the Giants unless the Jags take him. And I wonder if the Jaguars are still suffering from, and I don't think it matters whether the Jaguars add Nick Foles or not. I mean, to me, that shouldn't influence their decision. Now, Foles is younger than Flacco. But I still think that if you're the Jaguars, you still need a future beyond Nick Foles. Look, here's the thing. There's not a lot of evidence that Nick Foles can play anywhere outside of Philadelphia. He certainly couldn't play for the Rams. That was disastrous. So it still needs to be the right fit for Nick Foles. I'm not 100% sure Jacksonville is that right fit as they're constituted right now, but he's certainly a better option than anything they have. But if I was Jacksonville, I would still be in the market for a young quarterback. You're only going to be at the top of the draft so many times, especially when you have all the defensive talent that they do. So, you know, this is why the Giants have to draft a quarterback. The Giants can't reasonably expect that they're going to be at the top of the draft every year. Therefore, when you are at the top of the draft, you have to take advantage of it. You have to take advantage of it. That's why I'm pretty confident the Giants are going to take Haskins. Unless someone beats them to it. Unless somebody like Jacksonville beats them to it. And I don't think there's necessarily any love lost right now between Coughlin and the Giants organization. Therefore, if Coughlin had a chance to beat the Giants, if all else was equal and Coughlin was like, well, we're going to pick guy A or B, and he knew he could screw over the Giants, I think he would screw over the Giants. But at the moment, I think Haskins makes perfect sense with the Giants. I still think the best answer for the Giants is Kyler Murray, because with the weapons they have, I mean, if you run a Kansas City Chiefs-style offense, there will be no way to stop them. But that's just not who they are. It's not who Gettleman is. It's not the type of quarterback they prefer. And I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm okay with the notion of bringing Haskins in to sit behind Eli Manning for a year, as they've discussed the notion of the Kansas City Chief plan. I don't mean the Kansas City Chief offense. I mean the plan. So I think that's conceivable. Let me tell you about health there. You know, Healthdare is not a weight loss program per se. It's a cellular health company. Their goal is to make you better from the inside out. Better from the inside out. That's who they are. And they can change your life. They can help you get your life back. Get back to living your life. We had that one gentleman who weighed 400 pounds and wasn't getting to live his life with his kids anymore. Then there's this. Chet and Kathy Rowan, sweet older couple in their 60s, decided to do the Sweetheart Challenge together. They were both sleeping in recliners with CPAP machines. They both took high blood pressure and cholesterol medicine. In 30 days, they were both off their CPAP machines, sleeping together again. Now they're off their meds totally, have lost over 60 pounds each for a combined total of 120 pounds. They're so excited to travel again, enjoy their lifetime for the fullest. You have to act. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 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 Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with a country ham biscuit. Traditionally cured, grilled country ham served on a made-from-scratch biscuit. For a limited time, get two country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Did you know you can spray Lionex on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van liner, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lionex it.
Call us today at Lionex of Anderson.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Join us at the third annual Big Splash Sales event at Clemson Marina. Kick off the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boat, an express fishing boat powered by Yamaha outboards. Enjoy local vendors, kids entertainment, a catfish fry, and discounted drinks from the grill. We'll see you Saturday, March 9th at Clemson Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express, Monterey, and Yamaha outboards dealer. Landscaping professional.